This is Falling Bodies. This is Frankie.
Hey, Marcus.
Andrew.
And we're going to talk about evolution. And evolution is natural selection with species going through modification, hopefully creating something new. That's what I believe it
over
is.
Over time.
And over time in millions of
random.
Years.
Random.
Yeah, random.
Using natural selection.
And it started with Darwinism, or Darwin, who was a theologist, and his dad sent him on a boat. And he traveled to the Galapagos Island. And he made a stop there in a... What happened, Andrew?
I think he saw some finches, like birds. Like 14 different kinds, and they all had different beaks.
Huh. Each for a separate...
Like function?
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
So then, I guess he made a theory about origin of life. So that was an example of, you know, those different beaks.
He wrote a book on it, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
He did.
Oh. I want to pick up a copy.
Well, Darwin got to the island, and yeah, he discovered 14 different finches.
Yeah.
Well, see, Darwin correctly concluded that natural selection occurred, and there were 14 different variations of these finches. However, he incorrectly concluded that the finch was related to a banana.
Right. Oh, I didn't read that part.
Well, it doesn't really make much sense because it takes faith to see to say something that you haven't observed. And so it makes sense that, yes, he observed natural selection. However, natural selection selects. It doesn't create anything new.
Yeah.
And it seems that he just concluded wrong.
Well, what about
the
Grand Canyon, man? You know how there's that river runs through it? I forget what it's called. I think
it did run through
it.
It did.
It's still at the bottom there, right?
Yeah, but there's like layers of strata.
I know. Like, you can see the millions of years of the strata in the rock on the sides of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it gives you an example of like fossil records because they find different, you know, like species that like late fossils. And it shows like they modified over time in the different stratas, which can be an example of, you know.
You're saying, yeah, the Colorado ran through this and it created the Grand Canyon over millions of years. Well, if it ran so slowly, then why are the slopes of the sides of the Grand Canyon so steep? This shows...
Earthquake,
This shows a rapid, something very quick that happened. Usually things that are slow show a slow and steady rise that is not very steep at all. And the Grand Canyon has very steep walls. And this shows something that happened very quickly.
Maybe it was during the impact for the dinosaurs.
Maybe that's what it was. However, these strata, these layers,
you can take some dirt and some water, put in a little jar, shake it up, and get tons of layers in a matter of seconds.
And also, you have hundreds of petrified trees, some upside down, some right side up, growing through these strata. Now, the petrified trees were formed in a matter of maybe 10 to 100 years. Now, how can you have these petrified trees in layers that are supposed to represent millions of years? It's just kind of strange to me. It doesn't really make much sense, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
What are you talking about? What about the fossil record, though? We've got so many fossils from all over the world that... I mean, you've been in a museum, right? You've seen all those skeletons of dinosaurs?
Yeah.
How are you going to explain that stuff?
Dude, I don't know, but it's a pretty hard debate to do when there's so much evidence and, like, everybody else is going for evolution and is all for it. But another example is vestigial organs. Vestigial organs and,
Wait, you're talking about the fossil record.
You didn't let him interject.
Man, I want to talk about this fossil record first. I don't see how fossils can prove anything with evolution. I mean, you find bones in the dirt, all that proves is something died. You can't prove those bones had any kids, let alone different kinds of kids.
Yeah.
And then what, you try to carbon date the fossils? Carbon dating has been proved wrong thousands of times. They found buffalo and they carbon dated the bones versus the skull versus different kinds of the bones in the same animal, and they've carbon dated one part to be millions of years, one part to be 1,000 years.
Yeah.
They've carbon dated human footprints to be thousands of years old, millions of years old.
Wow.
This doesn't make much sense to me.
That's really good evidence.
But, We got to go back to science, though, you know? It's all about the science. You know, about genetics and, like, physics and, like, using carbon dating. That's, like, a physics. That's, like, part of physics, right?
Yeah, like, the mutations.
Yeah,
because... That are, like, said to, like, create new species, you know, different variations and stuff.
Huh. Yeah, man.
Yeah, like, you know how there's good mutations that are evidence of evolution?
And all those bad ones you always hear about, right?
Yeah, like, turtles with two heads.
Oh, yeah, because you need mutations to go from single-cell, like, simple organisms to complex...
Yeah, to a multi-cell, you know?
Like us.
Yeah, they had an example of, like, mitochondria. Like, it was an accident, but then it happened to be multicellular.
That Whoa. Is also correct.
So you're saying mutations are needed and are vital for evolution to go from single-celled organisms to multicellular organisms.
That's very good assumption, right?
Sounds very scientific.
Interesting. Well... Something I know is mutations scramble information that is already existing in the gene code. It doesn't create anything new. Natural selection is no friend of evolution, and neither is mutation. All natural selection does is selects. We can create...
But then isn't something new created afterwards?
We have never observed a beneficial mutation where something new is added. We can select parts in a gene code to make tons of variations of one kind, but it will never change the species because no new information is ever added. It takes faith to believe in that.
Wow. That was really good. But another evidence for natural selection is vestigial organs.
Yeah. Because, like, don't snakes have, like leg bones somewhere? And whales, right? They have that pelvis bone. Like, why would they need a pelvis if they weren't gonna evolve and walk on land? That's where we came from, right? Come on.
Yeah, like, what? Dogs.
Yeah,
wow. The vestigial pelvis on a whale? This proves evolution? So you're saying these little bones...
Because they don't serve any purpose, but they still have them.
Interesting. Well... Whale's pelvis is located far from the vertebra, and you're saying it has no apparent function?
Apparent.
I believe so, like the dog's fourth thumb.
This is a flat-out lie. Man, I mean, I'm glad we're having this discussion, but I think this is a lie. These little bones are vital for whales to reproduce, and these little bones are like an inch long. Can you just imagine a whale walking on land? Snakes have these little bones also, and they say snakes have these vestigial bones. Also, these bones are vital for snakes to mate, and they can't mate without these little bones. They are not vestigial, and anyone who tells you they are, like some of your teachers, are liars.
Wow. Looks like I've been lied to throughout my entire academic career.
So I believe in physics. I love science. But evolution is not part of science.
Yeah.
It's mixed in with science.
That's a good...
They serve beer at a football game. I love beer. I love science. But just because they serve beer at a football, beer does not become athletic by association with football. And it's evolution true. Does not become science by association. And that's just my opinion of it, but... I'm glad to have that discussion. So I don't believe in millions of years. You guys do. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to know, really.
Yeah, it is tough because I'm not God, and
that's why I'm glad I'm taking this physics class so I can have an open mind and use problem-solving skills to learn about.
All right, no, Tony's doing a great job doing that.
Yeah, physics would help us. It would help us learn more about evolution and maybe how to disprove evolution. Who knows?
Or prove it.
Yeah, but guys, I think we should get back to our physics homework.
I think the mic was on.
What the heck?
Oh, shit.
It was on.